Gracious and loving God, source of all that is, bless us as we gather in this space this morning to worship together, to fellowship together, and join together as one community, a beloved community seeking to express your love and your light to all we come in contact with, including each other. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are not in this life alone, but ever surrounded by your presence and your peace. And for that alone, we give you thanks. And it's in all of your holy names we pray. Amen. Amen. And so today I'll just be before you for a short time, speaking from the topic of fearfully and wonderfully made. And thank you for reading so beautifully, Elisa, this morning. It was just lovely. And as I pondered what I was going to talk about on this Pride Sunday, I was thinking along the lines of something that would give us a reason to go forward and be proud about who we are. I was, fiddling around on social media a little bit. I do that from time to time, probably too much. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I came across one of those little memes, one of those little quote things, and this one was interesting. It said, "The gay pride celebration was not born of a need to celebrate being gay, but of the right to exist without persecution." So instead of wondering why there isn't a straight pride movement, be thankful you don't need one. Let me say that one again. The gay pride celebration was not born of a need to celebrate being gay, but the right to exist without persecution. So instead of wondering why there isn't a straight pride movement, be thankful that you don't need one. And I thought immediately, well, amen, that's it. That's the basis of my message right there, especially the part about the right to exist without persecution. Darn right. Now, full disclosure, for those of you who may not know, I am a longtime straight ally of the LGBT community, and I have been precisely because I do believe that we all have the right to exist in this world without persecution, and not simply because others would give us permission to do so. The Creator, God, of humankind gave us the permission to do so a long time ago, and we're all walking around with the holy seal of approval from the day we arrived. Psalm 139 in our reading talked about that, and I'd just like to touch on it again a little bit. It said, "God, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous." Amen. "How well I know it and feel it as I age." Amen. "You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, oh God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." That message blesses my heart, because there are days when I don't always feel fearfully and wonderfully made. But scriptures such as those remind me, and it doesn't get much plainer than that. This particular scripture passage is attributed to David. Anyone familiar with David in the Bible? David was a psalmist. He was often called the man after God's own heart. He was always walking around playing and singing. David loved him some God. He sure did. They would call on David to come. Kings would call and ask him. There was a king being troubled by an evil spirit. He said, "Bring the psalmist to me and just have him play, because I know if he plays, it'll drive that spirit away from me." Migraine, whatever he was experiencing at the time. And so David is someone that we look to when we think about having an intimate love for God. But if you are familiar with David's story, he also had a few issues. Yes. Yes, he was king and he was psalmist and he loved God, but you know that whole send your subordinate officer off to war to be killed so you can have his wife? Yeah, that. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, there's that. That was a pretty cruddy move. But David still, even in that, found a way to find refuge in God's love and divine design of his inwardmost parts. Much like David, we also have issues and things that we're experiencing. It doesn't mean we're not fearfully and wonderfully made. It's sometimes it's hard to remind ourselves of that, and especially in a climate like we're in now. All of the hateful speech and the heated rhetoric and oppressive policies, close-minded friends and family, Lord help me, and segments of the population that are determined to knuckle drag us backwards in time to days of unlawful discrimination, segregation, regressive attitudes that seek to undo all of the progress that has been made. And there has been progress made. We have not arrived. This is a marathon, not a sprint. But we have had some progresses, and there are those who would seek to pull those back. And I don't get it. When you stand in the face of that, when you see policies being changed behind closed doors, while we might be distracted over here by a Russia investigation or Comey speaking, they're stripping things behind closed doors and meetings on Capitol Hill that none of us know anything about, and they're going to affect each and every one of us in some way. Those can make you a little bit discouraged, thoughts about that, and wonder, am I really all that fearfully made? If so, why are so many people seeking to diminish me, diminish my life? You know, I meet with Emma regularly once a week, sort of my intern training opportunity, and I try to come out here when I can to do that. Other times we do FaceTime. As you know, I come from DC, so sometimes the travel doesn't permit me to make it out here. But one Friday a couple of weeks ago, I did make it out here, and Em and I, we sit upstairs, and we're talking, and we're doing the bulletins, and we hear some voices coming in from downstairs, and there's a couple of gentlemen who are a part of a new business that was opening out here. And Emma had left them a nice little, you know, friendly note on their car, you know, because they had parked in the MCC space, and she was very loving, you know, and just said, you know, thank you, you know, welcome to the neighborhood, and you know, these are our parking spaces, and we do try to keep them for our, you know, since we have to. And I'm sure it was a lovely note. I didn't see the note, but I'm sure it was lovely. I'm sure it wasn't like move your car or else. So the two gentlemen, a father and son, happened to come in to where we were upstairs to introduce themselves, but then to also, you know, apologize for, you know, parking in our space and say, you know, I'm very sorry, we didn't know. Emma, oh, it's no problem. I'm just kind of sitting there at the table. So Emma says, hey, well, since you're here, would you mind if I took you downstairs and just showed you around a little bit? You know, you're new to the neighborhood and, you know, we're going to be working together. So they said, sure. So Emma excused herself and she went downstairs. She told me I could tell the story, so just in case you're wondering. So she came downstairs. I stayed upstairs working on the bulletins. She came down, showed them around, was gone for maybe 5-10 minutes. But when she came back, she looked flustered. It's like, Emma, you okay? She said, I can't believe it. And she proceeded to basically say that once they got into the sanctuary and looked around, one of the two men sort of exited out. And the older one, who I believe is a father, kind of stayed in. And then she walked him outside where the younger one was outside as well. And she said, are you okay? He says, I don't condone anything that's going on in that building right now. I'm sorry, I couldn't stay in there, you know, but I am a Christian. And I don't agree with this lifestyle. And I don't think that this is acceptable to God. And blah, blah. I'm sure you've all heard it. Really? And of course, Emma, you know, handled it with grace and said, you know, I hope that you could understand that I'm as passionate about what I believe as you are about what you believe, and that there can be a meeting of the minds. But he apparently was not having any of it and was fairly rude, and the father just excused the both of them, and they got in the car to leave. So by the time Emma came back upstairs, she just was like, what just happened? You know, so we kind of talked it through, and I just thought, wow, how insensitive. Well, as we're kind of decompressing from it, lo and behold, here he comes, the younger one, into the building again. I'm like, oh my goodness. Excuse me. Comes up the stairs. We'll call him Sam. And he says, ma'am, I just want to say to you that I do need to apologize for the way I conducted myself. You know, that wasn't very loving. You know, I go to a local church here, and I mean, I still stand by what I said, but I could have said it in a more loving way. And so, you know, I'll continue to pray for you. We'll make sure we put your little building on our prayer list and everything. But I could have handled that differently. I'm sitting there flabbergasted. Like, what do I say? And I'm thinking in my mind, see, it's people like you that give us straight Christians a bad name. But then just as quickly, I thought, no, you're one of those straight Christians that gives God a bad name. God is inclusive and loving and made each of us just the way we are. Thank you very much. No outside stamp of approval is needed. And so my message on this Pride Sunday is just that. Be proud of who you are, not just because others seek to diminish who you are, but because you truly understand who you are and who you were created to be. And that's why I included the talk and reading from Dr. Maya Angelou, who is like my spirit mother. I love that woman. And see me later if you'd like to know how one of her convection ovens from her household wound up in my kitchen. Yes, I am. Yes, it's sitting right there in the corner. I haven't used it yet. I'm waiting on that. I'm wondering, like, you know, am I going to gain all this wisdom if I put bagels in this oven? We'll see. But I'd like to read that, and Elisa did such a wonderful job. I want to read that again in your hearing, however, because Maya had a lot going on in her life. She grew up in the Depression era South. She was raised by a grandmother. There was oppression. There was slavery. Well, the vestiges left over of slavery, if you will, discrimination and bias. She knew this intimately in that era. And then later, as a struggling single African-American mother like myself, fighting on the front lines of the civil rights movement alongside Dr. Martin Luther King. She chose to directly face down those who didn't believe that she or we had the right to exist without persecution. She stood up and spoke out based on what she believed about herself. Still I Rise said, you may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I will rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moon and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head, lowered eyes, shoulders falling like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, and you may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I will rise. The Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide. Welling and swelling I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. You rise. We rise together. Maya was proud. We can be proud. On this nationwide day of pride, of being fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who doesn't make mistakes and knows exactly who we were created to be. Amen.